Habakkuk chapter 2. Let's start off from there. We are going to look at the topic, how to handle the problems of life. How to handle the problems of life. We know we are in this world, but we are not of this world. But we thank God that He says His Father should preserve us from the evil thereof. And we know that He says He has already overcome the world for us, and that we should not be troubled. Of course, He says we will have many troubles. So how to handle those troubles, those problems of life? Let's bow our heads even as we pray this morning. Lord of glory, we thank You for Your presence in our lives, Lord. We give You all the glory for Your presence in our midst. For You said where two or three are gathered in Your name, there You are. Lord of glory, we thank You. Thank You as You pour forth Your glory like a river upon us. Thank You, King of glory, as You help us to know You more and more. Thank You for the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, power and might, counsel and fear of God pouring forth upon us, Lord of glory. Thank You, Lord, as You enlighten us more and more. Lord of glory, we thank You for the many blessings as we hear Your word, and we say thank You that we won't live here the same way as we have come. Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And everyone says amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so we are looking at how to handle the problems of life. And we are going to try and build a little bit of foundation so that we will truly understand. And of course, we have to know that no matter the problems of life, the Lord God has said many are the afflictions or the problems or the troubles of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers him from them all. And so we have seen a promise already that no matter the troubles of life, no matter the afflictions, no matter the sickness, the diseases, no matter what, there is a promise for us, and it is already done that He will deliver, that we are delivered from them all, not some, but all of the troubles of life. And so we are going to lay a little bit of foundation for us to understand how to handle the problems of life so that we receive help from God. These are things we have to put on board and we have to learn to do and continue to do. What is the Lord of God saying? That we should come up higher in how we do and how we are at the onset and in the midst of afflictions of life. We all know we will go through things because He says many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. And we know we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Many are there, but He says He has delivered us from them all. So we have to understand no matter what comes against us, we are delivered already. But how to receive the manifestation of the deliverance of God in Christ Jesus is what we are going to look at. We have to truly understand. He said we will have troubles, but we should be of good cheer. He has already what? Overcome all the troubles, interpreted as He has already delivered, overcoming all the troubles, delivered us from all the troubles, and that even in the midst of those troubles we will have peace. For He says, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. My peace, peace in the midst of all those troubles. Not only has He overcome them, then even in the midst of those troubles, we will have peace. And at His own appointed time of life, He has and will manifest the deliverance that he has given to you and I. Remember, he did all this even before the foundation of the world. So deliverance is always available. It is us who will, by faith, as we continue in faith, receive that deliverance in the afflictions of the troubles of life. And so, please let's read Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 2 to 4. We have to understand that even before the troubles of life, even at the time when we have peace, these are things we have to make sure they are permanent. They are I won't use the word frequent. It is a daily occurrence. It says there, the just shall live by faith. So really, we have to understand that to live by faith is the lot of the righteous. To live by faith is to live by God. To live by faith is to live by the word of God. And so for you and I, if we want to receive the deliverance in all the troubles of life, number one, the just shall live by faith. We have to live by faith. And we have to continue to live by faith. Please let's look at Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 2 to 4. Please let's read it together. Please let's go. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Please underline that. But the just shall live by his faith. See that in the Old Testament. Even in the New, it's still the same. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And so again, you can see verses 2 and 3 speaks of the word of God written down from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James, is the vision. The word of God is the vision written down. And it says there at the end of verse 2, that he may run that readeth it. So you have to read the vision of God for the whole of mankind from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James. So write it down. Every one of the prophet and everyone, even in the old and new, they wrote down the word of God as spoken to them so that you and I may read it and run with it. You see a key? And so reading the word of God ties in with living by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And the same thing too is in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 to 39. It goes there too. The just shall live by faith. Let's turn to it, so that you will know that both in the new and in the old, the just shall live by faith. There is nothing we can do except to live by faith. If you want God's help in time of trouble, if you want guardians, if you want him to intervene on your behalf, the just shall live by faith. It is very important. All the prophets, all of them lived by faith. All of them lived by faith. And we have to understand another name for faith is God. God himself is called faith. If you look at Hebrews chapter 12, you will see it there. Please let's open to it. Before we come back to that 10, let's look at Hebrews chapter 12. Let's zero down to verse 2. And it says there, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. See a key, looking unto Jesus, the author. Another word for author is the source. And then the beginning and the end of our faith. For faith flows from God. God is faith. Faith, God pours forth himself as faith to help us to believe his word. And so again, you see, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Let's read verse 1 and then we will understand more and more. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Look at a key. The race set before us. All the obstacles of life, the afflictions, the troubles of life, they are the afflictions. They are the things that try to hinder you and I. But remember what comes after verse 1. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the Word of God. So now we understand. How do we look unto Jesus? We read the scriptures daily. Do you see how it takes us back to the vision written down for us to read so that we run with it? Because the faith to live by comes by the hearing and hearing of the Word of God. Let's open to Romans chapter 10. Let's look at it again. The faith, without reading, without doing what we are doing right now, searching the scriptures together, looking into the Word of God together, faith cannot be in our lives. For we need faith to believe the very words that we are reading. And we have to understand that faith flows from God. He is here in our midst. Where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. And so as we are hearing the Word of God, faith is flowing into our hearts. I myself am hearing the word of the voice of God. It's not, it's her voice. No, it is the voice of the Word of God. For my spirit is also hearing the very words as we are all going through the Word of God together. Let's read Romans chapter 10, verse 17, and we will understand. Please, let's go. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let's go again. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let's go again. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, we see a key. Faith flows from God as we are hearing. Even at home, when you carry your Bible and you are reading it, you are studying it, looking into it, faith will come because God is with you. All you have to do is, Lord, help me to understand your word in the name of Jesus. And faith will be flowing as you are reading daily. Faith will be flowing, and you also come to church. Faith will be flowing, for we have to do the two together. Do not forsake the assembling together of the saints, as the manner of some in these last days. And so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As we are all hearing the word of God, going through the scriptures together, searching the scriptures together, faith is flowing into our hearts from God. He is in our midst. Let's look at that verse 8 of that Romans chapter 10. For we have to understand the word of God is also called the word of faith. Another name for the word of God is the word of faith. So you can see that faith is another name for the mighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, is also called the Spirit of faith. We have the same Spirit of faith. According as it is written, we believe and therefore speak. And so again, you see, the Word of God is also called the Word of faith. And God has told us, when we are hearing the Word of God, when we are studying, looking into the Word of God, He Himself, who is faith, will flow into our hearts so that we believe the very words that we are hearing. The key is we need to believe the Word of God. We have to understand these basic things. Please let's read Romans chapter 10 verse 8 together. Please let's go. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Please underline that. So you see, God and his word are one, isn't it? And so when we are hearing the word of God, he will flow himself into our hearts. He will flow himself into your heart, into my heart, as we are hearing the word of God. If we are not looking into the scriptures, we are not hearing the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, faith will not flow. Faith will not flow. We will not be living by faith. And so again, you see a great key. The just shall live by faith. We can't do without the word of God if we want anything of God. We can't do without the word of God if we want anything of God. Please let's open to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. So you can see a great key. If you want help in the troubles of life, if you want breakthroughs in this life, if you want him to make way where there seems to be no way, if you want wisdom, if you want his guidance, if you want help from him, the just shall live by faith. Without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. Let's read Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Please, are we there? Okay, let's go. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let's read it again. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. See a key. Without faith. You see, he says the just shall live by faith. And we know faith will come into our hearts to live by as we are hearing the word of God. The word of God is also called the word of faith, for God is faith. And so you see a key here, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. Please underline. We must believe the very words that we are hearing, we are looking at daily. That's the key. Faith is needed. We need the faith from God himself to believe the words of God. That's the key. He that cometh to God must believe. And we cannot believe him without faith. And faith will not flow into our hearts for us to use to believe his words if we are not hearing and looking into these very words. We need to believe the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, Old King James. That's the key. And that's why we need to read it. We need to study it. We need to look into the word of God so that faith can flow into our hearts to believe the very words of God. How can you believe the Bible if you are not looking into the Bible to know what is in there? For it is what is in the Bible that you will believe. And that's where faith comes in. Everyone who is looking into the Bible daily, coming to church to to also look into the Bible with the saints together as we are doing right now. Faith from God will flow into the hearts to believe the very words of God that we are all looking together, both in the church and at home, from Genesis to Revelation's Old King James. And we thank God for the guidance of the Holy Ghost, who will guide us through the scriptures, making us to know, to understand as he is doing right now, so that we believe. And so again, please let's read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Please let's go together. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Look at the work of faith there. Faith helps us to believe the word of God according as it is written from Genesis to Revelations, from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James. And that faith also helps us to believe that as we come into his presence, he's a rewarder. He's our reward. See a key. He's our reward. He will help us. Part of the reward of God is to help us in all the troubles of life. You have to understand that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now you understand why the presence of the Lord in the congregations of the saints, he's there. He's here in our midst where the word of God is preached. For God and his word are one. Yes, we are gathered in the name of Jesus, but the word of God has to be preached. Then are we sure he's there? For God and his word are what? One and same. So we have to understand, if we want help, help is available, but we lack knowledge. That's why the scripture says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected the word of God. I have rejected you from being king. You have to understand, God and his word are one. There is nothing we can do without the word of God. And I tell you, doing something with the word of God is aligned faith to flow into our hearts as we go through the word of God. And by that faith, we believe the same word of God. For I tell you, if you say you believe God, you have to believe him according to his word. For God and his word are what? One and same. If you say you believe God, okay, where is the word of God? According to the word of God, do you believe? So what do you believe about God? And is it in the Bible? And is it the correct interpretation of the word of God? And so again, you have to understand. Please let's open to John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, so that we know a key that God and his word are one. And so when God says the just shall live by faith, the word of God is also called the word of faith. In actual fact, the just shall live by God. The just shall live by the word of God. God and his word are one. So if you say you are living by God, you cannot but know the scriptures, the Bible. You cannot but study daily the Bible. For God and his word are one. If you don't know God according to the word of God, and you are just dealing on hearsays or bits and pieces picked up, and you leave your own Bible on the shelf, and you don't come to church to hear the word of God, you are not living by faith. And to live by faith is actually to live by God, for God and his word are one and same. Please let's read John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Please let's go. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Please let's go again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. See a key? The Word is what? God. God and His Word are one and same. So when we say we are living by faith, we have to understand it is living by the Word of God daily. So you have to study your Bible at home. You have to also come to church. Together we also study. We are studying the Word of God together today. We are not just doing anything. Okay, should we drink tea? Should we jump up and down? No, we are focused on the Word of God. We are studying the Word of God together. So faith is flowing, for He is here in our midst. God, the Spirit of God, is also called the Spirit of faith. And so He is here. He is the one guiding us. He is called the Spirit of truth. So the Word of God is also called truth. And so the just, you and I, shall live by truth, by the Word of God. And that is called living by God. God and His Word are one. So the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Please, let's open to Deuteronomy chapter 8. And we will look at verse 3. You see the same thing in the old. The same thing is in the new. To live by the Word of God. And that is living by God. For God and His Word are one and same. We have to understand these basic things. We have to teach our children. We ourselves, parents, uncles, aunties. We ourselves, sisters, brothers. We have to know what is in the Word. That is how to live by faith. We have to believe God according to His Word. And the Word of God is from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James, and all similar translations. But the Old King James is point of reference. And so again, you have to understand the just shall live by faith. It's not that you will live by faith and then when trouble comes, you will stop living by faith. No, the just shall live by faith every time. Good time, the just shall live by faith. Bad times, the just shall live by faith. In other words, you have to continue to study the Word and hear the Word of God. You have to continue to come to church to hear the Word of God. Even in the midst of afflictions of life, the troubles of life, you have to continue to do the same thing. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. It is still the just shall live by faith. God has not said the just shall live by faith when it is convenient. And then when trouble comes, you disappear. No, the just, even at home, you have to continue to study the Word of God so as to believe. You have to believe the Word of God for yourself. I have to believe the Word of God for myself. Faith has to be in our heart. The God we serve is spirit, you know. And when He wants to deal with you and I, He will look first into your heart. Is the heart right? What makes the heart right? Faith in the heart. Faith in the heart. Faith in the heart. And please, let's read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Lord of glory, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please, let's read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Let's go. And He humbled Himself. Oh, and He humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. See a key. Out of the mouth of God, every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God doth man live. See a key in the old. So the just shall live by faith. Live by the word of faith. God is faith. Live by the word of God. Live by the word of God. How can you live by the word of God if only Sundays you come and hear the word of God, and then the rest of the week you keep your Bible on the shelf? It won't work. The just, you are to live daily by faith. Even if it's one verse, study the word. Even if it's just one verse of scripture a day, start with it. The just shall live by faith. Please, let's open to Matthew chapter 4. You will see the same thing. The just shall live by faith. Remember the temptation of our Lord Jesus after he had fasted. Then the Spirit led him. And there we see Satan came to tempt him. And so let's drop down to verses 3 and 4. Matthew chapter 4. Please let's read it together. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." So you see a key. The just shall live by faith. Really means the just shall live by the word of God. God and his word are one. So we cannot avoid it. The just shall live by faith. It's all over the Bible. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by the word of God. You have to make sure, even if it's one verse a day, encourage your children to learn how to start living by the word of God. That is called living by faith. Please, let's open to Micah, the book of Micah, chapter 2, verse 7. We have to understand these basic things. We are laying the foundation so that in the troubles of life, we all receive help. If these things are in place, if we are living by faith daily, even if it's one verse, and we come to church to also hear the word of God, I tell you, in times of trouble, when we need guidance, we will receive help because we are living by faith. We are obeying God. The just shall live by faith. In the midst of the trouble, we continue to live by faith. When there is no trouble, we are living by faith. But you see, many, when there is no trouble, they have never, and we're not living by faith. And then, in the time of trouble, they will expect help. And when things don't work out as they think, they are running all over the place for help, where there is no help. The just shall live by faith. Not that the just shall live by prophets. There are fake prophets all over the place. So you have to live by faith. Live by the word of God yourself. So you have to read it. You have to read it. God will not pour faith into another person for you to live by. You have to receive faith. Remember the parable of the 10 virgins. Everyone has to receive the oil of his faith as we all study the word of God. And that's how we receive help. And that's how we are delivered from the afflictions of life. And that's how we are maintained in the afflictions of life. No one can go through the troubles of life without the help of God. And so for you to be there in the troubles of life and receive the victory is the help of God. He maintains all things by the word of his power. And so he will maintain you and I in all the troubles of life. No matter what we are going through, God is faithful. He will not allow his own to be tempted beyond what we cannot handle by his grace. His grace is sufficient for us. He will give us peace and keep us at peace in the troubles of life. In the afflictions of life, when things are not moving for us in court, instead of worrying, the peace of God will guide our heart. The peace of God will tell us, don't worry, God will come through for you. The word of God will birth in us hope that no matter what we're going through, he will come through for us. And that's why we need to look at the word of God daily. The just shall live by faith. Those are things, the word of his power, the word of God, God does by his word in our lives. And we allow him to do all these things in our lives because we are studying the word of God daily. And we also come to church to hear the word of God. Please, are we in Micah, the book of Micah, chapter 2? Let's look at verse 7. Please, let's go. O thou that art named the house of Jacob, is the spirit of the Lord straitened? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? Please, let's read the last sentence. Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? Please underline that. The word of God. If you want good from God, and only God is good, you have to live by faith. If you want good things in the midst of the troubles of life, you have to live by faith. You have to live by the word of God. The word of God is the only good thing, for only God is good. And if you want good for yourself, you have to know the word of God and live by it. You can see the qualification of that walketh uprightly, meaning those obeying the word of God. The evidence of one living by the word of God is that in every situation, whether good situations in court or bad situations in court, you continue to obey the word of God. And so the same word of God will do good to you, even in the midst of affliction. Deliverance out of the troubles of life is a good thing. And only the word of God, God and his word are one. The Son of God, Jesus, is called the word of God. Please, let's open to Revelation chapter 19. God is written down for us to know. And he gave us his spirit that as we are looking into the word of God, we know him. And as we are looking into the word of God, faith is flowing. Faith cometh by hearing. Faith, we believe the word of God. We believe he will look after us. He will deliver us. He will sort things out for us in every area of our lives, all of our days on the face of the earth. He will do good. He will do good. He will do good to those who look into the good word of God and believe the word of God. Remember, without faith it is impossible to please him. He that cometh to him must use that faith to believe in him, that he is according as he is written, and that he rewards. Part of that reward is delivering us from all the troubles of life. I've been young, I've been old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He will never forsake you from the trouble of life if you do your own bit. The just shall live by faith. You have to continue. Whether you are old or young, no matter what, the just, once you've accepted Christ, you have to start looking into the Word of God so that you live by faith. You live by faith. And the evidence of anyone living by faith is what? Obeying the Word of God. Please, let's read Revelation chapter 19. Let's look at verses 11 to 13 together. Please, let's go. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Please underline that. That is Jesus, the Son of God. His name is also called the Word of God. Remember, we read John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was the same with God in the beginning. Jesus is the divine duplicate of his Father. And so you can see, and he's written down, given to us to save us, to help us in all the troubles of life. So to live by faith is to live by Jesus according as he's written. To live by faith. Jesus, when we are knowing him, we are looking into the Word of God. And so, in any trouble of life, he will look after us. Please, let's look at John chapter 5, and let's zero down to verse 39. Please, let's go. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. These are the words of Christ. Reading from Genesis to Revelation, we see Jesus. Jesus came to show us, to help us to know the person of his Father. Remember, Jesus and his Father, they are one and the same. Everything in entirety. And so again, we see a great key. Amen, amen. And so you can see, if we want help how to handle the problems of life, we have to understand how to handle the troubles of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We need to keep living by faith before the trouble. In the midst of the trouble, the just shall live by faith. All of our days on the face of the earth, the just shall live by faith. We cannot do without living by faith. We cannot have help in the midst of the troubles of life without that. So we have to set it in our mind and allow that to sink in and start to do it no matter what. That is the basic foundation of getting out of the troubles of life. That is the basic foundation of receiving help from God. The just shall live by faith. We have to truly understand these basic things. The just shall live by faith. And we have to truly understand that the lifestyle of living by the word of faith, the word of God, is very important. And that is obedience. Obedience is the lifestyle of someone living by faith. Obeying the word of God. Making sure you pattern your lifestyle according to the word of God. These are things. Obedience, looking into the scripture. So you have to know what is in the scripture, and you have to now make up your mind to choose to do the word of God. The evidence of somebody living by faith is that we are hearer and doer of the word of God. If you are just hearing alone and not doing, it won't work. And so, again, when the Lord comes on the scene of our lives, because he loves to visit his own daily, he loves to help us where his children. He will help us when he finds faith. When the Son of Man shall come, shall he find faith? He will look into our heart. And so, we are the ones, we determine whether we want to get out of the afflictions of life or the troubles of life by living by faith or not living by faith. There is no shortcut with God. There is no fast food with God. No. The just shall live by faith is still the just shall live by faith. And those who are living by faith, they are living according to the word of God. In other words, they are doing truth, keeping the word of God, living a disciplined life. A disciplined life is a life that is obeying the word of God. Remember, narrow and hard is the way that leads to what? Eternal life. But only few find it, because the narrow way, you have to squeeze yourself, cutting off all the excesses of life. But of course, when you are getting help, when you are living a peaceful life, guardians, wisdom of God, filling your life, you will understand that the price is worth it. You will understand, you will be rejoicing. Yes, when we are going through the discipline by the word of God, I have to stop all those things I've been doing in the past. I have to now be doing this. It will be hard to the flesh at first. The flesh will react. No. But when you, by the grace of God, persist and make up your mind to live a disciplined life according to the word of God. Not according to man, but according to the word of God. You'll be better for it. At the end of your life, you will rejoice. You will give him all the glory. You see the same grace and blessings, not only upon yourself, but upon your children, grandchildren. You will know that God will also help them all of their days on the face of the earth. This is what the Lord is talking about. I have been young, I have been old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. For the Lord will supply them. He will help them too, as he is helping you and I as we live by faith daily. And another thing we have to put in place. Those who are living by faith, we have to understand some things. Please, let's open to Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Your affection will be on things above. Who is above? God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He's seated at the right-hand side of the Father. The Father is there. Your affection will be set on God, not on angels, not on the... No. It is on God himself. Who have we in heaven? Only God. Who have we on the face of the earth? I tell you, only God. And so, we see a key. Please, let's read Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Are we all there? Please, let's go. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Please, let's go. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Amen. You can see, as we are looking, living by faith, we will start to understand that the physical things that the flesh will perish, they are really nothing, that only God is it. And we will start to love our God. We will start to set our love upon Him, our heart upon God, not on the things of this world, not on money and all what money can buy and all what we can see, because we are living by faith. You see, obedience and love of God, those are the manifestation of those living by faith, obeying the word of God and loving God, putting Him first. I tell you, that is why it is good. And only the word of God can help us to understand what is what and set our heart on God. That yes, God is the most important. God is the one we have to look to. Please let's look at Romans chapter 8. Verse 28. You will see the same thing there. So those who are obeying God, the evidence of one obeying God, or as we are obeying God, it shows we are loving God. It shows your love. Those who love God, they love to obey Him, and they do obey Him. In other words, they live according to the word of God. Now you understand, the just shall live by faith. Please let's read Romans chapter 8. Verse 28, please let's go. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Let's go again. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Let's go again. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Look at that. Love. You see? Those who obey the word of God, that's the evidence that you love God. And that is also called living by faith in the name of Jesus. The just shall live by faith. Please let's turn to, before we leave that place, see a key. All things work together for good. The word of God does good things for us, isn't it? No matter the affliction, because we are living by faith. And those who are living by faith, they have set their affection on God. They are obeying God. All things will work for us, for good to us, because we love God. And those who love God, they are the ones who are obeying the word of God. No matter what, even at our own detriment, we continue to obey the word of God. And that is the key. That is the key. Let's open to Psalm 145. And we thank God for the foundation that He has laid. We will be looking at part two at the next service. We give God all the glory. Psalm 145. Let's look at verse 20. Please let's go. The Lord preserveth all them that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy. Let's go again. The Lord preserveth all them that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy. Let's go again. The Lord preserveth all them that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy. Amen. So you can see, preserving in the midst of troubles of life, in the midst of the afflictions of life. And those that love Him, they obey Him. How do they obey Him? His word, the word of God. Because they are looking into the word of God daily. And faith is coming for them to believe. For you can't obey what you don't believe, isn't it? And so you can see he preserves. He will look after you and I. Only believe. How will you believe if you are not searching the scriptures to know for yourself? I believe, but you too have to believe. We all have to believe together. And so again, we see how in the midst of troubles of life, all of us, we are in this life, we are all going through things, we will receive help from him if only we continue to live by faith. We cannot do without living by faith. For when he comes to offer help, will he find faith? When he comes in to the scene of our lives to help us, he has to find faith. When he comes in that, okay, I've come to visit my son, she and he, sons, he will look into our hearts. Will he find faith? Are you there hoping in him to help you out of the troubles of life? Are you there believing that he will come in to help you? That is also called living by faith. Do you trust him to help you all of your days on the face of the earth? Or are you running helter-skelter? Thinking, oh, it is just the Bible. Oh, you know, I go to church, but when I have my trouble, I stay away and I try to handle it myself. Has that ever worked? Has that ever worked? Please, let's open to Psalm 34. Thank you, Jesus. And let's read it from verse 17 down to the end. Please, let's go. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Amen, amen. And that's the promise of God, that in all the troubles of life, he will help us all. He's there for us. Only live by faith and continue to live by faith. The just shall live by faith every time, day and night, out of trouble, in the midst of trouble, at the onset of trouble, the just shall live by faith. We cannot stop living by faith. And so, please, let's thank him. Let's give him all the glory. Thank you, Lord of glory. We are learning in this series how to handle the problems of life, and we give God all the glory for the foundation he has laid. Lord, we thank you. Next time he will build on it for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. We bless you. And purpose in your heart that as he has said that the just shall live by faith, you will continue to live by faith. And let's open to Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 35 to the end, and let's use it to pray that in every area of our lives we will continue to live by faith in obedience to him. Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 35 to the end. Please, let's go. Are we all there? Okay, let's go. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul in the name of Jesus. So we have purpose to continue to live by faith. Even in times of troubles of life, we will continue to live by faith. In times of the afflictions of life, we will continue to live by faith. Whether we are enjoying or not, we will continue to live by faith. In the midst of the hardship of life, we will continue to live by faith. He has told us the just shall live by faith. And so we have purpose. And so purpose it in your heart that you will continue to live by faith. That you want to obey God in the name of Jesus. You want to know Him according as He is written and do what He says for yourself by His grace in the name of Jesus. Ask Him to help you daily to live by faith. Ask Him to grant you grace to reorganize your time so that you apply your heart to the word of wisdom, the Bible, even if it's one verse a day, that you have purpose to obey Him, to know Him, to believe in Him by faith. You have purpose to trust in Him all of your days on the face of the earth. All your household, all your lot, you have purpose to entrust God with your work, with your business, with your children, with your spouse, even with yourself. Self, you have purpose to entrust in Him every aspect of your being. Speak to Him in the name of Jesus that you have purpose, that as He has said that the just shall live by faith, you know it is His command and you are willing to obey. Lord, we give all the glory that we are the just, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have accepted you as Lord, and so we are the just. And so, Lord, just as you have spoken that we live by faith, thank you that we live by faith. Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Please tell somebody, I am the just, and I live by faith. Myself and my household and all my lot, I live by faith. I look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. My days may be small now, but my latter end shall greatly increase. I've been young, I've been old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. So He will never forsake me. And His seed never begs bread. And my seed will never beg bread. For the Lord is with me and with my seed forever and ever. He will help us. All things will work together for our good on the face of this earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cheer up. The Lord is in control. He is with you. He has never left you. Let's give Him all the glory. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let's thank Him for all what we've heard. I tell you, His strength to do as we have spoken, He has released it. He's here in our midst and He's pouring forth His glory like a river upon you and I. Remember, every time when His presence, every time when in His presence, He has prepared a table before us in the presence of our Thank you, Lord of glory. He has prepared a table before us. Remember, Psalm 23 says, Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And so in the midst of the troubles of life, the table of blessing is always there. Remove your eyes from the troubles. Keep your eyes on the blessing. The blessing is according to the word of God. And so keep your eyes looking unto Jesus, looking unto the word of God. Keep looking, keep living by faith. And I tell you, we partake of that blessing. He anoints our head with oil. Our cup runneth over. Goodness and mercy shall follow you and I. Tell somebody, goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the land of the living with joy. With joy. For my Lord is good to me. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I tell you, as we have spoken in his ears, so has he done. The just shall live by faith. The same words of faith we speak out. And he hears, for he's in our midst. And he does his word. He does his word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's give him all the glory now. Now, thank him for all what he has done for you and I. In the name of Jesus. Thank him first of all. And then, if you have any request, you can speak to him yourself. You don't have to scream it out. He's here in our midst. God heareth all prayers. So you can now make your request. If you have anything that you want him to handle, he has to hear it from you. And so you can pray under your breath. He will hear you. Pray in the name of Jesus, and then use scriptures to request help from him. It's not that he doesn't know what you are going through, but part of the work of faith, the deed of faith, is that because you believe that he will help you, you ask help from him. You ask help. So you ask him in the name of Jesus to help you. Tell him the situation, how and what you are going through, and request help from him. Request help from him. And of course, use the word of God. Every promise of God, you have to learn to search the scriptures and use the word of God in line with what you are going through. He will lay the scripture in your heart and use it to make the request. Remember Hannah? Hannah went to God to tell him all what she wants done. And the Lord heard his prayer. All this we have to know. And so, the same Psalm 145 says, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. And so, according to the word of God, call upon him is also called prayer, praying to him. So, pray to him, put before him as you are speaking to him all the troubles of life, and God is a God who heareth and answereth prayers. We have to learn to trust in him and to call on him for help. In the name of Jesus, he will hear. Remember, Jesus said, ask anything in his name and it shall be done unto you and I. And so ask him. Ask him. Even if it's help at your workplace, ask him. Help in your household, ask him. With your children, grandchildren, anything, anything, your business, anything, ask him and he will help. Even if it's wisdom, ask him. You want guardians, breakthrough, favors, ask him. He has surrounded you with favor as a shield. Remember Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. Ask, it shall be given unto you. Seek, you will find. Knock, it shall be it shall be opened unto you. And so you have to keep asking, ask him, trusting in him that he is a God who hears and answereth prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for hearing the cry of we, your children. Lord of glory, we know you love us so much, Lord. Thank you that every request in line with your will in the name of Jesus, you have heard us and we receive answers, each one of us individually in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And everyone says amen.